Frank Ostasiewski reads poems on Sunday evening, October 28th, during the fall 2012 Cottonwood Retreat.
Well, I'm completely unprepared for poems tonight. I was doing interviews and I didn't get to prepare any poems. So we'll have to just see what happens. Okay? See what shows up. Well, this is the first poem called Not Knowing Exactly What's Going On. Seems good so far. This is a new poem of Hafiz poems that someone gave me. Not Knowing Exactly What's Going On is the name of the poem. You are newly hatched. So when someone comes by to feed you with some friendship or even something well cooked, your beak on occasion sticks them in the neck. Not knowing exactly what's going on. Even when the beloved lands on your limb with a fresh worm of guidance or wisdom, your clumsiness can persist. And he too gets poked. That is why I thought I might keep a safe distance from you. Maybe that of a few hundred years. Until you settle down and get things properly worked out. Yeah? Know anybody like that? Don't know why. This is the next one. Why heaven gets high marks. That simple happiness that comes from sometimes seeing someone you want to see. What is the source of that feeling? Oh, you know, I talk about it so much. Why heaven gets such high marks is because whenever we bump into anyone there, you always become delighted. What's today's date? Anybody know? 28th. Yes, of course. Let's see. This one's called How many times have you felt like a corpse? You could just count the ones times today. Like when you're just a mass of, you know, pain waiting for the bell to ring. How many times have you felt like a corpse and then came back and told a good joke that made us all laugh? And did you ever swear off dancing and then there you were one day, scooting about again? And how many times has your soul felt empty and then maybe a temple for all near you became? And what of your rare moments when some kind of effulgent wedlock was there with all your kin? Bring those, anything you have cherished, to the forefront of mind's eye where they belong as a testament to your destiny. Some pendulum which you brought a ticket on rocks this way and that. You can get off. Become more centered. Maybe one more. If I could find it, yeah. 28, thank you. How many times have you felt like a corpse? And then came back and told a good joke that made us all laugh. That sounds, you know that one, huh? And did you ever swear off dancing? And then there you were, scooting about again. And how many times has your soul felt empty? And then maybe a temple for all near you it became. And what of your rare moments when some kind of effulgent wedlock was there with all your kin? Bring those, anything you have cherished, to the forefront of your mind's view, where they belong as a testament to your destiny. Some pendulum which you bought a ticket on rocks this way and that. You can get off. There's a longer one. It's called I Know the Way You Can Get. So automatically, right, the mind starts going, I know the way you can get, right? It's already in that, it's already inclined toward that, right? Now listen to the first line. I know the way you can get when you've not had a drink of love. Your face hardens, your sweet muscles cramp. Children become concerned about a strange look that appears in your eyes, which even begins to worry your own mirror and nose. Cats sense your sadness and call an important conference in a tall tree. They decide which secret code to chant to help your mind and soul. Even angels fear that brand of madness that arrays itself against the world and throws sharp stones and spears into the innocent and into oneself. Oh, I know the way you get if you have not been out drinking love. You might rip apart every sentence your friends and teachers say, looking for hidden clauses. You might weigh every word on a scale like a dead fish. You might pull out a ruler to measure from every angle in your darkness the beautiful dimensions of heart you once trusted. I know the way you get if you've not had a drink from love's hands. That is why all the great ones speak of the vital need to keep remembering God, so you will come to know and see Him as being so giving and wanting, just wanting to help. That is why Hafiz says, bring your cup near me, for I am a sweet old vagabond with an infinite leaking barrel of light and laughter and truth and the beloved has that the beloved has tied to my back. Dear one, indeed, bring your heart near me, for all I care about is quenching your thirst for freedom. All a sane man can ever care about is giving love. Night as you go to sleep. Today, what inspired me? Today, what challenged me? Today, what surprised me? Today, what did I learn about love?